Okay, so full disclosure, because I don't want to lie to you, I do not have an exact tree count. Okay, I don't have that number. Maybe my friends do, but I don't have it for you. However, I do know this past weekend, the July 4th storm caused more than 100,000 electric customers across the state to lose power at its peak, largely because of, you guessed it, falling trees and branches bringing down power lines. News reports all across the state consistently describing thousands of downed trees, especially in northwestern Connecticut, but none provided a verified statewide total. Like I said, don't know how many trees came down, but I can tell you they did. They did. And they'll probably continue to, especially because we are in hurricane season until the beginning of November. So who do I go to personally and professionally? That's K&J Tree Service. So welcoming back to the show, Ricky Garner here with K&J to talk about what happened since July 4th. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Good morning, Melissa. How's it going?
Oh, you know, I can't complain. And here's why I can't complain, because I work with K&J and I proudly tell people that all the time, because you guys came out to my house last year and did a tree risk assessment, which I always tell people is free. And you identified multiple trees on my property that could be a problem down the road. We ultimately did do the tree work. And let me tell you, the winter was rough. We've had some rough, I would say, wind storms. I can remember one in March. We obviously had this past weekend. We didn't have a branch come down. We have not seen a branch come down. And when I say that, not like twigs, I'm talking limbs, any issues. When I say peace of mind in the last 6 months, it has to do with you guys, because we know our trees are in good shape. So it's probably better that I ask you how you guys have been doing, especially since the winter and even most recently with July 4th.
Yeah, certainly. We've been busy. We're busy all the way through. I think with the storms, it's super important to keep in mind that we do offer those free tree risk assessments. I try to get that message out consistently 12 months a year. Just give us a call, or any licensed arborist for that matter, to inspect your trees. There's never a better time than now, and especially with us, because that particular service is free. Just get somebody to walk the property and let you know what you have going on, even if it's just to tell you everything is fine. It's a free service. Why not take advantage of it?
I agree. And how do you determine, Ricky, if a, you know, so what I find fascinating is, by the way, we never had to take a tree down, but you guys, awesome. I would say modified tree. Yeah, right. I mean, not even just for the wallet, but I'm also kind of like a tree lover. And I'm like, oh, man, unless it's a dead tree, like, don't take it down. But you guys never had to take a tree down. You kind of modified trees, though, which I find fascinating. And you guys know how to determine what is working with the tree, if it's healthy, if it's not, what could be a problem down the road. How do you figure that out?
Yeah, so one of the things that's very important is being a licensed arborist. We only send licensed arborists to the property to do those risk assessments or health assessments. And certainly there's so many things that we can do aside from just take a tree down. You can have a tree on your property that is full of decay, that looks perfectly healthy, leaves out every year. To the normal person, that tree would be considered healthy, and it is. Just because a tree can transpire nutrients doesn't mean that it's not dangerous and should come down. And then quite the opposite, you have the trees, just like you had mentioned, that look pretty good, and they just need a little bit of pruning or some bracing. There's some cabling and some things that we can do to trees just to prevent failure in storms or even day to day. So many things that a licensed arborist can do in that free assessment, and recommend some things that could potentially keep your trees around forever.
And again, we have Ricky Garner here from K&J Tree Service. I've been very open about the fact that I work with K&J personally, and we live in a very wooded area. Ricky knows this, but we live, you know, right on the Orange Milford line. So we have a lot of trees in and around our property. What I also find fascinating, and I don't know if you do this often, Ricky, so I'm kind of putting you guys on the spot, but when you guys came out last spring to do our tree risk assessment, you guys actually didn't recommend anything at first because you wanted to come back out months later to see if it was, in fact, you know, this or that kind of a thing. And I'm wondering, do you do that often, or was it just because you like me?
No, listen, we're always going to do the right thing by your trees. And there's certain things, species specific and seasonal specific, that we need to look for. Sometimes we need to see your trees at different times of year to see how they're actually growing and determine what we actually need to do to them.
Well, and it's interesting because the tree that one of the trees that actually at first after the assessment, I the person who came out to do our assessment, who was fantastic, was actually leaning towards taking the tree out entirely, but said, you know, give me 2 months. Like, nothing is going to happen. We're not going to be in hurricane season. Let me just see how this tree matures. And if, in fact, it has to do with X, Y, and Z. Turns out that the tree was healthy, but had, I guess, a couple of limbs that had kind of like a rain rot in it. Clearly, you know, I know nothing about trees, but it was something else where, you know, hey, we can just actually address this limb. We can kind of close off what's happening here. The rest of the tree actually was healthy. So it was fascinating to me that, you know, I hate to say this, but I mean, you could have easily told me like, yeah, man, this tree's a disaster. I could tell it's going to be a problem. Let's just take the whole tree out. But you guys didn't do that. And I don't say that to kind of like float your ego. I appreciated it because I feel like you can make good money with tree removal, quite frankly. And you probably could have fooled me and told me like, hey, the tree's got to come out.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, being licensed arborists, we're always going to do the right thing by the trees. We didn't spend all that time in school just to cut them down. That's the easy part for sure. And that's why you need to be a licensed arborist to be able to prune, treat, spray any of those, add cabling systems or support systems, but you don't need to be a licensed arborist to take them down. And that's one of the biggest differentiators between us and other tree services, the level of education.
So we're talking to Ricky Garner, and just this past weekend, Ricky, what would you say are some of the most common calls you guys at K&J were getting following the July 4th storm?
Unfortunately, most of the calls are trees on homes or trees blocking access to houses.
What do you do in that situation? Because you're talking about now, obviously, damage to the property, I mean, or to the home even. So, like, how do you even handle that? A tree comes down and hits a home or ruins a fence or even blocks a driveway. Like, what do you do?
We are a 24-hour service, so fortunately for the customers, we're available. We can send crews out 24/7 to kind of get people in a safe situation. If you have a tree on your home, obviously it can kind of cause further damage with the weight of that on the house. We send a licensed arborist immediately. We assess the situation, see what type of equipment we need to respond with. And then from there, most likely we take the tree off in the daytime hours when it's safe. Sometimes we do work with spotlights and everything else. So we are always available and people can call 24/7.
So, Ricky Garner, again, you could do, you know, the phone number, obviously, kjtreeservice.com, which I say all the time, is an important one as well for people to be thinking about. Why would you say, like, if you dodged a bullet this storm, you know, I always say be proactive versus reactive. That's how I function. Why would you say if people, you know, did fine in this storm or did fine in the winter, it's still worth just having somebody come out to check your trees?
Yeah, that's a great point. And one of the things I think people often take for granted is kind of what you just keyed in on. Just because you didn't have something happen this storm, it doesn't actually mean that that storm didn't have something affect your trees. You could have some stress cracks. You could have some broken stuff hanging into trees that you don't even know about. It's very often that we send a qualified arborist to the property and they find something that you didn't even know was there. It could be some old winter damage from some wet, heavy snow. It could be a crack from some wind. It could just be some old decay from an injury that happened from a storm 10 years ago. But it can be mitigated and then you don't have that risk.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I just, again, I'd rather be safe than sorry. And I have never felt more relaxed in a winter season. Like, it's ironic, Ricky, because we've been in this house now for 7 years and we've had pretty, I'd say, quiet winters for most of those years. We just happen to have, I'd say, the most active winter we've had in many years. And we did the tree work in the fall. And I thought to myself, man, I don't know if the planets just aligned correctly or, you know, it was the good Lord. I don't know. But we never had a doubt during the winter season, and even being away over July 4th, I was very confident that we were just not going to see anything come down. And that is solely because we worked with you guys. So I appreciate you, obviously, personally, but thank you so much for also coming on the show to talk to people about this. I think if you got out with no issues after July 4th, but you haven't checked your property, like, how often would you say people should check or do like a tree assessment?
I always tell our customers, just call us annually. No matter what, get us to your property once a year. Doesn't matter if it's the same time of year. Doesn't matter, you know, if it's every 8 months, whatever it is, just get an arborist to check the trees. To your point, we could absolutely have some damage up there from an old storm. You could have got away perfectly fine, but it's important just to have the arborist walk the property. Generally speaking, we're in and out in under a half an hour. And you can at least have the peace of mind of knowing your trees are good.
Yeah, exactly. So check out kjtreeservice.com. You can also call the office directly. Ricky, you know I love you and your team so much. Thank you so, so much for sharing this information on the show. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. We look forward to hearing from you guys.
Yes, absolutely. Again, that's K&J Tree Service. Ricky Garner here on WICC.